Well, if you are looking for good quality children clothes for your kids, look no further. Go on over to the Three Cupcake Gang online clothing boutique at www.3cupcakegang.com for the hottest and trending fashions. Remember, that's www.3cupcakegang.com. And also sign up to be on their email list. Now let's get to shopping. What up, what up, what up, what up, what up, man? It's your boy Johnny Mac coming at y'all once again with that Hurt Feelings Report. Today is Thursday, September the 2nd. 2021. Time now is 5:26 a.m. Man, I'm in the dark, beautiful city of New Orleans. And when I say dark, I really mean dark, right? Right now it's like 81 degrees, man. It don't feel that bad out, you know. It don't feel that bad, you know. Like when the sun come up and you start working, you know, it probably will. But everybody out there should know by now, we was hit by Hurricane Ida. It was like the 16-year anniversary of Hurricane Katrina as Ida was happening. So, you know, I miss Hurricane Katrina. I was deployed to Iraq and we was coming back. I was in Iraq looking at Katrina, right? And I think Ida is going to be like right under Katrina. And the reason being that, you know, Ida has caused a lot of damage, a lot of power outages. And anybody know anything about natural disasters, man, the most important part to rebuilding is having power. Because without power, you got to realize you don't have fuel, you don't have fuel, food, none of this stuff, right? Because a lot of stuff is electrical and, you know, you need power to run it. So this has been a learning lesson for a lot of us, even me, because I've been looking at a generator for months, probably years. Like, man, I need to get a generator. But me, I always put it off. And I've been talking to a lot of people. They're like, bro, I've been putting it off too. Until now, when we need it, we didn't have it, right? But, you know, I look at this as like practice for the bigger game, you know, because this is just practice, man, for what's to come. And I hate to go off on his direction, but you got to realize if America keep pushing the bullshit policies and issues of Americans becoming pussies, this is what the fuck is gonna happen, right? Because the big corporations, they're going to be able to sustain. The little man is not. The government is going to crush the fuck out of them. And the little man is going to be out killing each other while the big government bullies are fucking just making shit fucked up for the little man, right? And that's just how this fucking storm is, you know what I'm saying? Like, some people was able to have fucking expensive generators to keep their house going. They have vehicles to travel out to get gas. You know, they have this shit. They have the means to do it. But nobody teach the little man about this shit. You know what I'm saying? So now you see it firsthand, man. Like, motherfuckers haven't been taught how to really survive. You know, like for me, man, look, I don't have no power at my main house. Am I tripping? No. I'm like, fuck it, I gotta get power. I gotta find a generator. I have a vehicle. I don't give a fuck how far I gotta go to get the generator. I'm going to get the fucking generator. But some people don't have that mentality. Some people don't even have the funds. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, fuck, how can I teach everybody this shit? How? A lot of people be like, oh, gee, I can't listen to you. I can't follow you. Don't. I swear to God. I swear on everything I love. Don't fucking follow me. Don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, I could post something on Facebook right now, and somebody gonna challenge it. And then when I fucking eat their ass alive, they like, they fucking run and hide. I'm not trying to cause no fucking negative vibes in the world. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to put motherfuckers on game to wake up. That's all the fuck I'm trying to do. You know what I'm saying? You listen, you don't. But for the motherfuckers that's listening, I'm best to say like, damn, I'm glad I did listen to Jay. I'm fucking humble. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I can get through this. I can get through this. But you're going to have a lot of motherfuckers like, they're going to fucking fold, man. And you don't want a motherfucker that's going to fold. You don't want a motherfucker that's going to fold around you. You want motherfuckers around you that's going to be like, look, bro, this is what we got to do. We're going to get through this shit. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get through this. That's the type of team you want to build. Because right now, this is a fucking negative energy situation where a lot of motherfuckers gonna have a lot of negative energy that's gonna want to do some dumb shit. Like me, man, look, I'm chilling, man. I ain't got a care in the world, man. My family good, my property is good, I have vehicles, I have the knowledge to survive. And I don't have to go out here and rob nobody, kill nobody, take from nobody, loot from nobody. Fuck. And you wouldn't either if you just listen. You just gotta listen. You gotta put your fucking life in order. You can't go from fucking A to Z and think you ain't gonna have to hit B, C, D, and E to get to Z, motherfucker. Fuck. All this shit is about learning, man. All this shit is a 360. All this fucking life is a 360. That's what God gave us eyes. Our eyes are the most perfect circle in the world for you motherfuckers to see. That's motherfucker. Man, I can't get y'all to sign. I don't know what to tell you motherfuckers, man. I don't know what to tell y'all, bro. But, man, I just wish everybody well. And the bit of information that I put in here, you know, man, use the shit. But you don't have to defend for yourself, man. You don't have to. You don't have to defend for yourself. You ain't got to take from nobody, man. You got to get your energy right. You get your energy right, people can give to you. Seriously, man. Yo, once you get your energy right, people going to give to you. You're going to be... I'm going to just give you this bit of game right quick and I'm done. I'm done, right? I haven't always been this dude. I haven't always been this dude. I was a fuck up. I consider myself a fuck up in life. I was on the road to being a fucking a dumbass, right? But something in me switched. I looked in the mirror, right? Once you look in a fucking mirror, look deep into your fucking eyes, you're going to start to see your fucking inner self, right? You're going to start to see your fucking inner self. Go deep, go deep, go deep. Go deep to the darkest part of your fucking life. Just go deep in there and look at that motherfucker and ask that motherfucker, man, how the fuck did we get here? I don't want to be here no more, right? So once you do that, you're going to start to exit. You know, you're going to start that. Once you confront that deep dumbness of your life, I'm telling you, it's going to hurt you at first. Fuck. You may not. Some people don't come out of it, right? Some people don't. But you got to go in now. Once you get in there, right, you look at that motherfucker and be like, man, look, I don't want this no more. I don't want this no more. I need more. You know, I need to be better. So, bam, as you start to come out, You're gonna start to improve, right? So now as you improve, you still gonna have some people. Then you know you're gonna still have negative energies come at you, right? You're gonna still have them, but on your improving stage, you're gonna be like, man, I can't fuck with that. I ain't going here. I ain't doing this. I ain't doing that, right? So bam, it's gonna happen. You're gonna get to a point where you're gonna see the world you're gonna see the world exposed, right? And it's like you're gonna see people, you're gonna feel their energy right off the dump. It ain't gonna take you years to know a person. You gonna know who they are by talking to them. Like the first time, you're gonna be like, all right, cool. I can't fuck with this motherfucker. I gotta move. I can't go that route. I can't stay there. You know what I'm saying? You gonna learn it. So bam, once you get there, you're gonna start to see the world for what it really is, man. Right? And you're gonna become so humble in yourself to nothing around you is gonna matter. You know, you're gonna be like, damn, okay, that just happened. That's life. That's the energies, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes the energy is gonna come back. It's gonna, you know, sometimes it's gonna hurt you. But then you gotta realize you went to that dark place already. You went there. You know it's coming. You know what to expect. You know what I'm saying? But you're still human. So you're going to hurt a little bit. But then you get over it quickly. And you get back into your energy. Like me, sometimes I done deviated from the energy. I have. But I don't go too far. Because I know that darkness. And I never want to go back there. Right? I never want to go back there. So I'm humble. So just like once you tap into the energy, the energy is going to provide for you. It's going to take care of you. You're not going to have to do no dumb shit no more in life. Right? And I'm telling you, it's going to be beautiful. Like this here. Like, man, I see the destruction that it done to some people. And some people, you look at them, they may be cracking jokes on Facebook because they're not worried. They're not tapped into that energy. They probably went to that dark space. You know, and then some of you going to see them worried. They're going to be like, I don't know them. Some of them might not even come out of this. You know? Only thing I could do is just, hey, look, man, here goes some positive energy. And what's the positive energy, Jay? You living. God gave you the joke to wake up. He gave you the energy. Now it's up to you to use it. It's up to you to tap into it. Every day you wake up, you need to do something better in life. Every day. Every day. Like me, man. And I said I was going to let y'all go, right? So check this out. Just to give y'all how energy in the world works. And how human nature and all this positive energy shit work, right? Positive and negative energy. I'm going to use Black Lives Matter for example, right? Y'all probably be like, Jay, where you going? Like, listen. I did a post. I said, man, the media haven't said nothing about Black Lives Matter in months. Months, right? Haven't said nothing about Black Lives Matter in months. Now, you know they had the little chick who bought the houses and shit. And the other guy, the white guy who they gave his address out, right? And ever since then, like, the media just, like, distanced itself from Black Lives Matter. So I did a post about it. I said, man, just watch. You know what I'm saying? Just watch. And somebody came under that challenging it. Oh, Black Lives Matter got boots on the ground doing this, doing that. And in the process of that, he mentioned that it was his fraternity or something. He was like, you know, he said, me and my frat brothers are out, you know, with boots on ground. So I had to ask. I'm like, well, who are y'all representing? The fraternity of Black Lives Matter? Oh, a lot of my fraternity members have ties to Black Lives Matter. That wasn't a fucking question that I asked, my brother. Who are you representing when you're doing these great deeds? Now, this is the fucking wake up, right? He never answered. But he said that his fraternity had ties to Black Lives Matter. But I can guarantee you that the fraternity, none of them had a... And I could be wrong, but my energy is telling me that I'm not wrong. And if I am wrong, I don't mind saying I am. I can tell you that if that fraternity, they may have ties to Black Lives Matter, but whenever that fraternity was doing what they was doing, I can tell you that they didn't have a Black Lives Matter flag flying. They had their fraternity insignia out there, not publicly representing Black Lives Matter, Like I said, I searched his page. I didn't see anything, right? Maybe he may provide a picture and say, look, Jay, this is what we've done. As Black Lives Matter, as a fraternity of Black Lives Matter or whatever. But that ain't happened. Now, this is what the wake up is. So Black Lives Matter. And just think about this. Just think about this, right? This is what I try to get black people to fucking realize, man. And this is what touches my soul and fucking crumbles it. As Black Lives Matter was causing all the chaos and destruction over the summer, right? As there was last summer, doing every fucking thing. The media fucking had them on every fucking channel. Fox, CNN. Look what Black Lives Matter is doing. They're burning down this. They acting. They doing this. They doing that. And this is the thing, man. If Black Lives Matter was doing something positive right now in the community, the media would not fucking post a thing about it. Not one fucking thing. And like, and that was the only thing that my post was saying. So is the media not covering this because of the million dollar scandals that they had? Or is the media against fucking black people? But positive black people. Because when black people do shit positive, and I can tell you right now, this shit go unnoticed, man. It goes unnoticed. It goes unnoticed. You know? Unnoticed. But Black Lives Matter got so big, and if it was positive, the media infiltrated that shit and turned it into negative. Right? Turned it into negative and gave them much publicity, and they attached black to it, which let motherfuckers think black is bad. Black is bad. Black is bad. Black Lives Matter is bad. And when you think about that big fucking slogan, Black Lives Matter, right? Black Lives Matter. Not only black lives that matter are the ones that was that a police officer murdered, right? And as a police officer, man, every morning I wake up, I hope that I have no negative energy come my way that causes me to use a negative energy, a negative force. You know what I'm saying? I hate that. You know, I wake up, I be like, whatever. Just let me make it through the day, make it home. Right? That's it. I don't think no officer, and I don't want to pray that no officer wakes up in the morning and say, oh boy, I can't wait to kill somebody today. You know what I'm saying? And if I ever was to hear a motherfucker say that, I'd probably lose my job because I bat the fuck out of him. Right? Because life is precious, man. You only get one, right? And a higher being invests a lot in us to keep these bodies going. Everybody, this is not a fuck. It's not an easy task to keep a body going. Because you look at doctors, man, you let something happen to that body. They working, they trying their best to save it. But they haven't figured out how to keep it. How to keep it safe. How to fix it. Right? They get kind of repaired a little bit. But it's up to the higher being to keep it going. Say, I don't want to go deep on y'all no more. Man, look, bro. Thank y'all for listening to the podcast, man. Thank y'all, you know. Right now, I'm tired. You know, I'm not really tired. I'm fucking coked out. Coke Zero out. I say coked out like I'm on coke. No, motherfucker. I'm a Coke Zero. I'm Coke Zeroed out. That's all I've been drinking, man. Like, my fucking kidneys are probably like, Johnny, bitch, put some water in me. I am. Today, I'm drinking water. Well, I had flavored water yesterday. Propel. Like, I'm fucking bougie at a time like this. No, I'm not, man. I'm humble. I'm humble, man. How you being just bless me. Anybody can be blessed, man. Just gotta tap into it, man. I love y'all. Ah, man. I'm not gonna even post this podcast. I'm just gonna save it. I ain't gonna post it. This will be one that I'm gonna save it, but I'm not gonna post it, y'all. Y'all be good, man. I love y'all. Remember, bro, love your neighbors the best you can. Check on your neighbors. Both of my neighbors left for the storm. Man, y'all be good and bless me. I love y'all.